Hello there, human. What's this face for? I thought you got used to me by now. Ah, it's more of the popping up in random places, I see. Well, that's rough, I guess. No, not going to change it at all. Now that you said it's quite bothersome, I will do it even more, I suppose. No, I'm not joking at all. Do you want me to? Well, not gonna happen, human. So, what you doing? Cooking. Ooh, nice. Is there any special occasion? Just asking, that's all. Christmas. Ah, I see. It's one of your human festivities. Well, for a couple of people, that is, if I remember right.
Is that really a question?
Anyway, so Christmas. Do you have someone special coming over that I can bother while they are here? Ooh, nice. I can be extra bothersome.
Behave.
You didn't mean that. Also, I can't. I'm a demon after all. Behaving, it's not really my specialty now, is it? Yeah, so... Yeah, I can tell it's nothing fancy, and that's fine.
There's only so much you can do, am I right? Even for a holiday festivity.
No, I wasn't being rude. I simply told you how you can't do more than what you are capable of. Are you even listening to me?
I can yell if you don't want to listen to me while I'm talking.
I don't mind at all.
Oh, fine.
Then I just speak in a normal voice. I would have loved to yell at you while you were doing different things and going to different places. No can do. Oh well, so, cooking. It kind of looks good, I'm not going to lie.
Eat.
Oh, I don't need to, but I do enjoy human cuisine. I love spicy food. Bring me all the spices. Or hot. I don't mind either. So, human. Oh, I will have some, don't you worry about that. Although me as a demon don't specifically need it, I can still eat and enjoy the food the human Ralph can offer me. Favorite? I don't think I have a favorite food, unless we count little humans who cook right now.
What's that face for?
Okay, I'm being serious then. I don't know if I have a humanly acceptable food that I could just eat all the time and not get bored with it. But interesting question. Do you have a favorite one? Ah, I see. And is that satisfactory for you? Oh, nothing at all. I'm just taking notes, don't mind me. Why? Well, I won't tell you all my secrets now, do I? And besides, you need to pay attention to your food, or it will burn.
I do mind if my food is burned to a crisp, so please do keep an eye on it. So... Do I cook? No. I'm a demon. Like I said, I don't need human food. So, no. Why do you even want to know? Getting to know me. Wow. Okay. I am a 14,000-year-old demon. I don't need to cook. Like I said, I don't need to eat, so I don't need to cook. And I am aware that it was just a question. I love to cook, actually. Been cooking for a long time now. It's relaxing. Oh, the damnation in hell really does bring out the demon in us. Now, am I right? I know. My jokes are bad. On purpose. By the way, You're just gonna have to deal with them, I guess.
Well, so, what? I'm far from the food, you're fine.
Leave it.
No, I'm not gonna move.
So, what is your plan today?
Well, no reason. It's not like I want to know so I can ruin it for you now, am I?
Nah, pfft. Never.
I would never do something like that.
I'm wounded. The visit to the park was great. You can't tell me it wasn't.
Hang on a minute. It was you. You said you wanted people to see me. I showed them
myself.
So, I don't understand why you're complaining.
Well, I enjoyed it a lot.
To me, it counts as a success.
And for you, well, you're just going to have to deal with it, I suppose.
So yes, that's exactly why I ask.
But to be honest, since I have to go with you everywhere, I don't mind if you don't tell me. I am pretty capable of ruining your plans on the spot. If for nothing else, I can just...
What? You thought I would reveal what I want to do?
No chance. You would love that, don't you? No way, human. You're just going to have to deal with whatever I throw your way. Sounds like a fair deal to me, wouldn't you agree?
Oh, we're back to differ. You see, you do whatever you want, and in return, I mess up all those things that you want to do. Like I said, a fair deal.
Oh, do I limit your access to do whatever you want to do?
Exactly. I could be way worse. Do you want to try it out, human?
Seems like you're not just a bit ungrateful for all I am doing for you. After all, I am being nice to you.
Oh, giving me a sass.
You forget where you are, human. And who you are talking to. I could be so much worse. I am being nice to you, but shall we try what happens if I stop being like this? Do you want to find out, human? Toot so. Don't forget what you are, human, and what am I.
You don't want to mess with me, little human.
I... They'll fuck you up in a way nobody would ever come close to it. But sure, test my patience, human. Go ahead. I dare you.
Go on. Nothing. That's what I thought. No matter. You will learn that even though I act all nice, I am still a demon, and you don't want to piss me off.
Go ahead, human. Resume your activity.
What's the matter?
Blood? Oh, you cut your finger.
Oh, damn it! Ah, oh, show me.
No, show me. Because you cut your finger when I was talking, so technically I made you drop the knife, so I am responsible for this. Just show me already and stop being like this. Like this. Do you think I have no idea how to take care of a cut? Come on, I am more than capable. Heal it. What do you think I am? An angel? Absolutely not. I can't heal it, but I can examine it and act accordingly.
What? Isn't it more than nothing?
Oh, I see. Fine, whatever. Nah, finally.
Show me that finger.
What? I'm not going to bite it off. Come on. There. Let's see. Well, the good news is that you didn't cut deep. Let me wipe it. I will be gentle. Well, as gentle as a demon can be.
I know, you're a brave big human. No need to worry about the cut.
Will you be quiet now? Sorry about that. No, it's all better now. What?
I kissed it better.
Didn't you like it?
Oh. Oh, I don't know.
To me, it seems like you didn't mind it at all.
Why? Let's test it, shall we? What if I just...
That face you made is quite cute, I'm not going to lie. Don't you worry about a thing.
Might as well enjoy the show, don't you? Little human. Oh, but that's okay. I won't go anywhere, so you can just enjoy everything that is going on right now.
Maybe even feel my breath on your finger too.
Oh, you're blushing. That is adorable. I wonder what else. What other expressions I can squeeze out of you, human. It will be so much fun. I'm not going to lie. But first...
But why would I do such a thing? First of all, you are still just standing in one place and blushing. But you didn't pull your hand away from me. And it's not like I'm forcing your hand to be where it is. You are enjoying it way more than you would even allow yourself to even imagine. And... But that's okay, little human. Don't worry about a thing. I can make you feel really, really good. I will be honest with you. I can make your wildest dreams come true. There's only a tiny amount of things that are too extreme for me. That you could fully enjoy with me being here. Oh, tell me, human. Don't you just want me to eat you up? Or just a part of you? I'm pretty sure you can imagine my lips. Or my tongue. Wandering around different parts of you. Exploring everything you can offer to me. Making you feel like you never did before. Wouldn't you want to know what it feels like if I caress some of your most sensitive areas with my lips and tongue, sending shivers down your spine and just exploring around? Maybe start right here to see how sensitive your neck is. That gasp was adorable, I'm not going to lie. Little human. Stop. But I haven't even done anything. And it's not like I'm holding you hostage. You can just push me aside. I'm only holding your bar too. Pull you a bit closer to me. But it's not with a demonic force or charm. I'm simply just holding it. And not even that strong. You can easily take my hand off your belt and move aside. Yet you aren't. And that says a lot, my dear little human. That tells me everything I want to know. That you are more than willing to experiment too. How much would you enjoy me just fucking you? Let me just I love how your neck is sensitive to breath. Even though I'm not a human, you are more than willing to give yourself to me, aren't you? Naughty little human. You know, I would love to punish you, with or without the whip. Depends on what you are into. I told you there's not much you can ask from me that would be too extreme, or I would say no to. My dear little human, what is your answer, Do you want to play with me? Do you want to be ravished in a way that only a demon able to, send you to? Well, I wouldn't say that. Heaven is way too far from me, human. I wouldn't think I would even come close to it. So no, I don't think I would send you to heaven, but I would make you feel very, very good. And by the look on your face, you are quite in it for the experience. You are more than willing, aren't you, You say that now, but I don't see you pulling away from me. If anything, your expression tells me that you are in 100%. It's true. After all, it's the season where humans give each other presents. You don't even need to tell me more. Let me just... What? What's that face for? It's a plaster. You need it for your finger, don't you? Count it as a present from me. How does that count? Well, you didn't have any before now, did you? So here. There's a full box, just in case. If you cut your finger again. After all, you still need to finish your cooking. What? Did you imagine something else, Didn't I tell you that I will make things miserable for you? You shouldn't have assumed that I would do things with you to begin with. By now, you should have known that I will mess with you every way possible. And I think I just found a big... huge opportunity that I can exploit. I don't know why are you surprised. Did you really think that I would do something with you? Right here and right now, my dear little human. That's adorable, I must say, but no. I am only here to do one thing. Mess with you, and by the looks on your face, I was quite able to manage just that. Oh, did I make you all hot and bothered? So, my dear little human, make sure you don't burn your food. You do need to eat, otherwise you won't be able to have fun with me. And it's Christmas dinner after all, isn't it? Ho, ho, ho.